Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. This week, voters decide Egypt's fate as they choose a president. But could that fate include Sharia law? E3 Partners' Tom Doyle just returned from Egypt and says the choices break down roughly like this. Mubarak's people, Christians who struggle to be heard, and the more charismatic hardline Muslims. But Sharia won't be the kind of change hopeful revolutionaries, or especially Christians, were looking for. Despite the concerns,
Egypt is in a great spiritual battle. Hearts are open. Hardline Islam is trying to shut that down. One of the best ways they can do that is to get into power. But even then, if they do, it's not going to stop the believers.
Next, church leaders have been preparing to see God move in big ways in Brazil. In fact, they've been working at laying out the groundwork for a year. Evangelist Sammy Tippett's visit last month saw the fruit of that hard work. Thousands came to Christ. There were plans in the works to make the evangelism explosion a national strategy. Plans are being made to continue the training of evangelists in 2013. Are you curious about what they're doing? Well, check out the story at our website. And we told you before about this video series from Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India called My Passport to India. Kids learn about children in India and are given a little suitcase bank to help. For 8-year-old Sarah Beth C., the project sparked a heart for missions. Through toy sales, door-to-door fundraising, and even birthday money, Sarah Beth raised enough to put hundreds of kids into Bible clubs. She wants other kids to help out, too.
They should help because God has called them to, and God wants people to share the gospel to other kids and other people, everyone around the world.
Your kids want to join the My Passport to India series? Just visit our website and click on the big link at the top. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If you draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy. Activate your name now. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the little link. I'm Greg Yoder.